Hello.
Hi, my name is Tamika. Returning your call from customer support. How may I help you today?
Hi. I had a weird charge on my credit card, and this phone number was the number it told me to call. And so I wanted to see if you guys could give me my money back because I don't know this charge.
Okay. Let me get your zip code, please.
Yes, of course. 43220.
Okay. Can I get your first and last name?
Would you like me to say it or spell it out?
Let's see. You can say it. Let me see if it you can say it.
Loyan Kumani.
Kumani. What's your last name?
Kumani is my last name.
Oh, Kumani is your last name?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
K-U-M.
K-U. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm going to have to need you to spell your first name for me.
Of course, no problem. Whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
First name is F as in Frank, Larry, Oscar, Robert, John, Apple, Nancy.
F-L-O-R-J-A-N?
Correct.
Okay, and spell your last name for me.
K-U-M as in Mary, A-N-I.
So K-U-M-A-N-I is K-U-M-A-N-I.
Correct.
And that's your last name, okay? Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can pull you up that way. Okay, I'm not pulling you up from your first or last name. Your first name is F-L-O-R-J-A-N, last name K-U-M-A-N-I.
Correct.
Okay.
And the charge is from a Variety Hardware, maybe?
Let me see. Do you have an order number or anything?
I wish I could tell you I do. It just showed up on my personal credit card.
Okay.
And I think it may be fraud, but, you know, I've always been told, hey, there's a phone number, contact the merchant, see if they can help with, you know, figuring out some information and whatnot. So I figured, you know what, I'd give a call. You guys, you know, we're doing our best here, if you will. I can give you the card number if that'll help pull up maybe the order.
Yeah,
maybe you can cross-reference
it. Let me try to see if I can pull it up by your card number. 1 second. Let me try to
try
your phone number first.
Sure. Not this phone number. I'll give you a different number.
Okay, give me a phone number.
It'll be 614-551-0967.
Okay, let me your card number that you used. Let me get the first six number.
You got it. You got the first six numbers you said?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. The first six number.
Let's see. Here we go. Get my card out here. The card that was used, the first six numbers are going to be 541413.
Okay, and the last four.
9570.
Okay. Let's see if it pulls you up about that. No, it's not pulling you up by that number either. Let's try. What address did you use? Let me see. Let me try your address.
So again, I didn't do the order.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's like fraud and they sent it somewhere else, but I can give you my billing address if that helps.
We can see if that'll help. Let me get your billing address.
1708 Moravian, Moravian Street.
Hold on.
Moravian.
Oh,
M-O-R-V-I-A-N. Okay.
M-O-R-V-I-A-N. Correct.
Okay. M-O-R-V-A-I-N.
Yeah. M-O-R-A-V as in Victor, I, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy again. Sorry.
Okay.
Kind of a fun one.
Okay, let me repeat that. M-O-R-A-V-I-A-N.
Correct.
Is it drive, place, road?
Street.
Street, okay. And let's see if that'll work. Hold on. No, I'm not putting you up by your address either. Let me see. Let me try your email address. Okay. Let's try your email address. Let's see if that'll work.
It'll be
F-L-O-R-I. I.
And then my last name.
K-U-M. A-N-I.
A, correct. At
gmail.com. No, I'm not pulling you up by your. So FLORIKUMANI at gmail.com. Not pulling you up by that email address either.
Yeah, my only hopes were like with the card number, because again, I think somebody used my card to purchase something, and maybe if it saved you guys a loss to stop the order.
Do you know who? Because I'm not pulling up the. Let me try your last name by itself. Maybe it would tell me something.
Maybe I don't know. Maybe it was one of my kids, but I doubt it. We last name is pretty unique, but we could try it.
Okay, K-U-M-A-N-I.
K-U-M-A-N-I.
Okay. Let me try just your last name and see what pulls up.
Yeah.
No, ain't nothing pulling up by your last name.
Yeah, I think this solidifying that it probably is fraud even more.
Yeah, because I'm not pulling you up by the last six or four, your card number. Your email, oh, no wonder. Hold on. I got it in the wrong spot. Let me see. K-U-M-A-N-I. Now, let's try it. Let's see. I put it in it. Oh, it still ain't pulling you up. Let's see. I'm trying to see. I can pull you by your phone number. Let's see.
So you weren't able to pull it up with the last bit of
time. Bear with me 1 second. Hold on 1 second, sir.
Sure. Huh? Sure. 1 second, hello.
Okay, let's see, sir. Let's see.
I'm trying to.
Oh, no, I know you definitely are.
No, I don't know what else. I wish I had an order number or let me see.
Oh, yeah.
Got your first last name, tried the address, tried the email address, tried the first and last four.
You want to try the card again one more time? Maybe I got a number wrong.
Okay, we can do that. Okay, give me the first six of the credit card or card you use, the first six number first.
The first six numbers, right?
The first six number, yes, sir.
5414.
1-3. 1-3. Okay. 5414-1-3. Okay.
Correct.
And the last four digits.
9-5-7-0.
Okay. Let's try that. No, it's not pulling up on that. Oh,
is it not pulling up any orders?
No, sir. It's not even pulling up. It's not pulling up. Not even. It ain't pulling the credit card, email address, zip, telephone number, zip code.
Man, these fraudsters are clever these days. I was for sure.
Yes.
I'm like, I'm gonna get them to not get this order to go through. So
maybe you want to try to call your bank or your credit card people and see if they can give a. See if they can, maybe they will have an order number or some type of information to where I could put in to where.
Between you and I, the minute I call them to tell them I don't know the charge, they're going to block the card and send me a new one. That's what they do. But, again, it's not the end of the world. I was just trying to avoid.
Because you still would like to need to. You probably want to try to see if you can find out much information you can through them, because you still don't have to go through us to cancel it, so it won't receive no further charges coming through that account.
And the dollar amount was pretty specific, but, what can you do? I mean, it was only $68.89, but I'm sure if you look up by the dollar amount, you're going to get hundreds of orders probably, and even in that specific of an amount. We don't even know an order number, so it doesn't matter. Because you can't cross-reference my card number, which I thought for sure we'd be able to get them that way. I wonder how they did it. Who knows? But
Okay. Just let me know what you find out.
Yeah. I'll call you guys back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.